the fruit of sin. I don't know if you've ever thought of sin as a fruit. Can everybody say the fruit of sin? Amen. You may be seated. The fruit of sin. I don't know if you've ever thought of sin as a fruit, but I'm not talking about the fruit from the sin. I'm using it as a metaphor. I'm calling sin a fruit. We know that there are fruits that come from something, but I'm calling it a fruit, the fruit of sin. Amen. Some folk will eat anything. And so this morning we look at someone who ate the wrong thing. The aim of our sermon is for us to keep Satan from tricking us as we deal with this trick-or-treat season. We know that Satan operates in deception, trickery. And after he gets what he wants, he's gone. You don't hear any more from him. Have you ever noticed that that's the way that Satan does things? He does it when you think about you don't feel like cooking, so you go out to eat and you find a waiter and you find out that the service is over once you give the tip. If you want their attention, you better not give that tip is the key. Once you give that away, if you give that away too quick, then from that point you won't be able to get their attention anymore. Not only when you're talking about cooking, but courting. They'll hang around, but once they get what they want. You see, God gave you that as the bait. And a lot of relationships would have caught something, but they gave up their power. Because once they got what they wanted, everything changed. Everything. Now you can't even get their attention. Amen. As we think about that, that is something that we must recognize, that we have to be careful. Because as soon as Satan got her to do what he wanted, he disappeared off the scene. Amen. And that's what we got to recognize about Satan as he comes. He comes to us. The Bible tells us that the woman, that Satan was more subtle than any beast of the field in verse 1. He was more cunning, more deceptive, more tricky than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Amen. He came and he was talking to the woman. You may wonder why Adam didn't butt in. He should have. But maybe we'll talk about that. The truth is, he didn't ask him, he asked the woman. He said, the woman, he said unto the woman. He said, he began to make her question what God had said. But the woman responded, although he addressed her in the singular, she responded in the plural. She said, he said unto the woman, but the woman's response in verse 2 was in the plural. She said, we may eat. So she's speaking on behalf of her husband, who still ain't said nothing. Whether he was there or not, she took on the position of responding or telling him, Satan, speaking on behalf of the family. And and he began to engage her into a dialogue. That's what Satan does. He gets you to talking about it. Yeah, he started off with a question, which immediately would expect you to respond, would put you in a position to respond. Anybody trying to get somebody to do something, you ask the question, they got to respond. Satan is smart. He says, and he began to get her engaged in a dialogue. And as he did that, he began to make her doubt. He began to make her put a question mark where God had put a period. She knew what God had said. Adam had told her. And the Bible says that she responded, we may eat of the fruit of all the garden, but of the tree that is of the knowledge of good and evil, we may not eat thereof. For the day we eat thereof, he says, he had told us that we would surely die. And Satan denied that in verse 4. He said, ye shall not surely die. He is talking her out of doing what God wanted her to do. Satan came on the scene and he began to talk her into sinning. And but he had something on his side. He had something on his side. He had a tool that he would use that would help him achieve his goal. That tool was a piece of fruit. It was the connection or the tool that was used to keep him in the game. He may have talked to her and talked to her and talked to her, but then he showed her something to make her do what he wanted her to do. He had something to offer. How many of y'all know Satan got something to offer you? If you leave home, if you, amen. If you leave the church, he got something to offer for you. If you leave your job, he has a way of making you offering us something. Amen. He's an offerer. He's got a bag of tricks, and you don't know if it's a trick or a treat. Amen. Can you come with his bag of tricks? Amen. He has something that will do what he himself may not be able to do to aid him. He got some props, if you will, something to help him achieve his goal. And many have fallen for it, haven't they? Many have fallen for it. And we sit here now having eaten a forbidden fruit. Somewhere in life, you bit it. And you today are dealing with the fruit of yesterday. Sin made itself known, and that's what we're looking at here this morning, is we're looking at a situation to where the fruit was an important part in making her disobey God. Satan told her what would happen in verse 5. He says, here's what will happen, and God knows it, that in the day that you eat, your eyes will be open. That's what will happen. Your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. You will be like God. Amen. He says that Satan is holding you back, Eve. Satan is trying to get you to become liberated from God. He's God is not fair to you. Amen. Satan appeals to us by trying to get us to see something that would make us, that we're missing out and that we need to give in. Well, so the woman saw. She looked at it after he said, well, you know, I'm being held back. And I wish I could stay there, because there's a whole lot of home messed up because some women think they've been held back. I know it ain't going to make your church get full, but I don't really care about that. I'm just honest. What this world needs is not always sweet and everything's going to be all right. The truth of the matter is, if God don't want me to have it, I will need to be held back. Yeah, God is trying to hold you back. Oh, God? Oh. If God is trying to hold me back, I must not need it. I don't care what you say, devil. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you got to offer. If God don't want me to have it, I don't want it. You got to get to that point. You got to get to that point to where you don't want something God don't want you to have. If God don't want you to have it, then why would you want it? God want me held back, then I'm going to be held back. I'll be held back because God gets what he wants. Amen. God wants me to be held back, I'll be held back. Devil, you brought the wrong name. Now, if you'd have said somebody else wanted me to be held back, I might would have listened, but God want me to be held back? You see, we got to put trust in God, don't we? We got to trust him and believe that what he says will. Well, the truth of the matter is that she gave in when she saw. She saw. Now, when she saw, that means that Satan got her attention. So the first thing we see is the attention. And then we see the attraction. And we may go further, but the truth is that the attention, Satan has to get your attention before he can get you to do something. Amen. He's got to get a mutual interest. You've got to be interested, and you got to get engaged in this conversation. And you have got to be interested enough to get your attention. Because if no one gets your attention, they can't ever get you to do anything. Have you noticed that when you leave here, there are a lot of attention getters? Yeah, man, Satan ain't just trying to get you to fall. He got a lot of things out there that are attention getters. Y'all, he got some distractions out there. He already got them waiting on you. Cars, people, fruit, all kind of things that are out there that he's trying to get your attention. Because I got to get their attention. Amen. That's what he does, is he gets our attention. And that's what happened. Satan got her attention. When the woman saw, amen, he got her attention. We find out that attention was an attraction. She was attracted to it. Now, there's a lot of things get your attention. If it's not attractive, it's still going to lose the game. Yeah, you can get my attention, but can you hold my attention? Amen. He got her interested, and then he held her attention. How did he hold it? With the fruit? That's how he held her attention. It was something in that fruit. What was in the fruit? Well, lest I hold you too long, I forgot my other A. Got her attention was she saw that the tree was good for food. That's what held her attention. Amen. Another thing, three things held her attention. She saw that the tree was good for fruit, and verse number 6, and he said, what other kept her attention was it was good to look at. Amen. It was good to eat. It was good to see. Amen. 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 It appealed to the flesh and it appealed through the eyes. Amen. And it just, have you ever looked at some and had to look twice? You don't have to say nothing. But the truth of the matter is that it's one thing to get your attention. But unless he can hold your attention. And Satan got some things out there that'll hold your attention. Amen. Anybody know that? Y'all don't have to say nothing. I know y'all don't get. I'm telling you, there's some cars that'll hold your attention. Once you look at it, it's kind of like you spellbound. You can't get your eye off of it. People are working night and day to get your attention. And that's all Satan did was he gave her some attention. This man is talking to her. And he gets her attention. And a lot of times, a lot of people fall just because somebody give them some attention. Oh, I know this is a little heavy. I know it's a little heavy and it's raining. I know it's a little heavy. Amen. If you can give something or someone attention long enough. Amen. Satan knows that if I just stay on the trail. Amen. Amen. She done allowed me to come into her space. And she has, I have gotten her attention, and I'm giving her some attention. And not only that, but she now has entered into a dialogue with me, and I'm making her want to buy in out and out talk God. God made a statement. My husband, I'm not even paying attention to what my husband said anymore. Amen. I'm not even listening because this other person has given me so much attention. And there's a lot of things wouldn't happen if attention wasn't given. Satan didn't give up. And if somebody gets on your trail long enough and hound you long enough, long enough, long enough, long enough, long enough, long enough, many things have happened because they kept coming back. And he got my attention. And that's a strategy of the devil. Amen. And what happened is after getting the attention, it was good for food. It's the word few, F-E-W is an acronym. The food, the eyes, the wise. It was of tree desire to make one wise. So now he's appealing to her intellect. You can be smart. You can be, it's the attitude of you can have pride. And if you have pride, the truth of the matter is that pride can... pride is not really a bad thing. We ought to have a healthy sense of pride. Amen. You ought to have a healthy sense of pride about yourself. You ought to have enough pride in yourself to where you just won't come out the house looking any kind of way. You ought to have a certain sense of pride about my choir that I'm just not going to let us do any kind of, have any kind of song. You ought to bring some kind of dignity to what you're doing. You're not just you ought not to be, you ought to have, pride is a good thing, and it's not oftentimes the bad thing that make people fall. It's a good desire that Satan has perverted. She was, would not be worse, but better. Satan tempts you. He makes you miss church. He makes you, amen, that job going to offer you more money, and it takes, although it's going to make you work on Sunday, It's a good fall. It's not a bad fall. You didn't get drunk and miss church. You were making money. Is that a little too? See, you have to watch those good things that can make you fall. See, there's some Satan can bless you with some good things. I missed church because I was cutting my grass. I had to stay at home and cut the grass. I missed church because I was waxing my car. I missed church. There's a lot of folk who have fallen not out of what called the world see as bad vices. Sin brought in sadness, did it not? Does sin make your home better or worse? Amen. Does sin make your life better or worse? Sin brings sadness. Sin brings sickness. You know why people die? You know why I'm going to die? You going to die? If Jesus don't come back, sin. Sin kills us. You ain't got to get sick. You going to die. Sin is going to take us into the presence of God eventually. But now, if you're busy doing God's will, can't nothing take you out. But you got to go one day. But it's a good thing. But I ain't come to talk about that. The truth of the matter is that sin has brought into the world sadness and sickness. And sin has brought sorrow. Amen. A lot of people are depressed and down. You know why? Because of sin. Sin is doing things in their life. Sin is did something to their home, to their husband. Sin did something to them. And today they are sad and they are depressed because sin has got their head down. Sin brings sorrow into the world. Eve never knew what she was bringing into the world, although God didn't hold her responsible. And that's why the men have to be in their places, because God really holds the man responsible, not the woman. That's why he said in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, for as by one man sin entered the world. You know, it wasn't by Eve. No, it wasn't by one man. Was Eve a man? No. By one man. One man. That's all it took. One man. For it is by one man sin entered into the world. Romans 5:12. And now all of us in here are sinners because of one man. Not because of Eve. Because the command was given to the man. Now the woman deceived. But what happened is, until Satan could get the man to be deceived, then we weren't going to fall. But the problem was, is that although that one man, sin entered by one man, that one man was weak by one woman. And the woman did what God couldn't get him to do. She gave to her husband and he did eat. The power of a woman. Amen. The power of a woman. She gave. She had power. More power over him than God had over him. God, he was obeying God until his wife. Oh, Lord have mercy. Amen. Some men are ran by the... Can I say this on... This is not Mother's Day, so I won't... Is some men ran by the... You know anybody ran? Well... He didn't stand up for God. Now, let me get on out of here. The truth of the matter is that the fact is that the woman, we move from getting her attention to holding it through attraction. And I can't remember the other A. Maybe I'll do it the next service. But the next one is accepting what Satan wanted her to do. She accepted it. You say she accepted. Yes, he was trying to get her to do something and she accepted. she accepted the offer. She accepted the lie. She accepted the fruit.